The Daily on 2SER. Thanks for joining us. Now, do you remember being in high school and wanting to play in the musical instrument that everyone else was playing? Learning to play a musical instrument as a child seems to be what everyone did. I know it's what I did. And does when they're growing up. But is there more of a reason behind why children undertake musical education? Studies have recently shown that even before conventional music education takes place, informal music making in the home can lead to better literacy, numeracy and social skills, and attention to emotion regulation by the age of 5. To talk more about the benefits of music, I'm joined by Dr. Liam Viney, a piano performance fellow at the University of Queensland. Liam, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, why does music have such an impact on us humans?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the interesting things is that as neuroscience is just really expanding at a rate of many knots, one of the areas it's interested in happens to be music. Neuroscientists are really interested in the way music affects the brain, and they're finding all sorts of interesting things out about professional musicians' brains and also music students' brains. Things like they have found evidence that musical activity actually changes the brain, and it's interesting that you mentioned learning an instrument because it appears that it does have to be an active engagement,
okay,
as opposed to just listening. And you know, some of the changes include things like there's this thing between the two hemispheres of the brain called the corpus callosum, and in professional musicians that part of the brain is actually larger, and that's the thing that connects the two brains and, sorry, the two hemispheres and helps them communicate with each other.
Right. So when people are talking about sort of left and right brain and emotion and creativity on either side there, that's sort of linking those two, is that right?
Yes, because music apparently activates all parts of the brain. It's physical as well as emotional, it's mental because it requires a lot of brain power, and so it activates a lot of different parts of the brain at the same time in a way that not all activities necessarily do.
Yeah, right. Now, what's the difference between a conventional music education and just informal music making? Is that just banging on the pots and pans in mum's kitchen?
It's a little bit more than that, although it can include that. The thing that's really interesting here about some of the research that you mentioned, some of the research that's not so much neuroscience but based on social observation in longitudinal studies, is that in the context of reading, we're used to informal reading in the home from a very young age. Parents instinctively read to their children, and it's a shared activity that leads to obvious benefits and outcomes by the time kids get to school.
Right.
And yet we outsource music a lot. So while there have been benefits shown to be to accrue when you have music lessons, at school age, they've seen improvements in IQ, and they've seen improvements in attention and all those sorts of things. But music isn't given that same kind of informal attention in the home,
right,
at the preschool age.
Mm-hmm.
And what this study that you alluded to did was it looked at that particular issue.
Right. So things like, I've got a niece who she's turning about 3 in a couple of months. She loves playing the drums, or at least mimicking playing the drums. Should I go for her next birthday, go out and find some sort of toy drum kit? Would that be the way to go?
That is not actually what the research is saying. It'd be the same as giving her a book and kind of expecting her to know what to do with it,
right,
on her own. What this research did was it looked at it basically had samples of music and reading in combined and separate samples. And it showed that when informal music making happened between a parent and a child, mm-hmm, that's when these small but tangible benefits accrued. And some of them were even beyond reading. And this is not to say that you shouldn't read your kids. Obviously, it's not a competition. It's more about letting parents know that there's more they can do musically with their children that will benefit them.
Right.
And so it's more to do with things that are face-to-face activities. So in the same way that reading a book is essentially, I mean, it's side by side, but it's you're interacting with the child. This is the kind of musical activity that your kids probably do. If you're the uncle, you might not be in the best position to do this because it's something that needs to happen on a more frequent
daily
basis.
Yeah.
And it's things like making up tunes, improvising a melody, using everyday stuff, a counting song, for instance. I've got an 8-year-old daughter, and she still does this. She was in the back of the car just yesterday. We're on the way to cricket, and they're starting soccer training the same day. And she says, well, she sang a song. If you know the way to cricket, then you know the way to soccer. And the kids do this kind of thing. And the important thing is for the parent to react as well. And so it's actually a kind of play, and it's a musical play. And so what the reason this is beneficial, I think, is that it's kind of embedded in a positive, empathic relationship with the parent. And it has to be that kind of interactive behavior. So by all means, get her a drum kit, as long as her parents don't mind the noise.
Hey, this one, the uncle. I just sort of drop it off and say, see you later. I don't have to do
it. My kids have an uncle like that. All of their worst toys are from him. They consider them the best ones there. So anyway, but by all means, do that as well.
Yeah, right. Now, do you think that learning and playing music should be a larger role in the education system at a more formal level? And this is talking when kids do eventually go on to school.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the research is showing that it is very beneficial to include music in policy, education policy, right from early childcare, early learning, all the way through primary school and high school. And I do think that there is evidence to suggest that it should be active music making. Mm. Listening to music is also beneficial. It's being shown to be less beneficial than actively engaged. You need to actively engage with the sounds to get the benefits. It's kind of like you won't get fit or you won't get good at cricket by watching Australia play Pakistan all day.
As much as I might hope.
you see the analogy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Dr. Liam, thank you so much for joining us on the day today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There you are. That was Dr. Liam Viney there, giving us a bit of insight into kids learning a musical instrument, kids just being musical in the younger days.